Rude as ever, I see. She laughs loudly over the raucous music and partygoers' voices. Yeah, some things never change. I smile and gulp down the remainder of the sweet drink in my cup. I hate to think about it, but the taste of cherries reminds me of my kiss with Zed. His mouth was cold and his tongue sweet. It seems like another world, another Tessa who shared that kiss with him. As if Steph can read my thoughts, she taps my shoulder. There's Zed. Have you seen him since? You know? She points her zebra print nail at a black-haired boy. No, I haven't seen anyone really, except Harden. Zed felt like such an ass after everything. I almost felt sorry for him, she says. Can we talk about something else, please? I beg as his eyes meet mine and I look away. Oh yeah, shit. Sorry. Want another drink? She asks. I smile to minimize the tension. Yes, definitely. I glance around the kitchen to where Zed was previously standing, but he's gone. I chew on the inside of my cheek and look back at Steph, who is staring into her cup. Neither of us knows what exactly to say. Let's go find Tristan, she suggests. Harden. I begin to say that he asked me to stay put, but he didn't ask, he demanded, which is annoying. I tip back my cup, gulping down the remainder of the cold drink. My cheeks are already getting warm from the alcohol running through me. My nerves are slightly calmer as I reach for yet another cup before following Steph into the living room. The house is more crowded than I've ever seen it, and Harden is nowhere to be found. Half of the living room has been taken over by a long card table filled with rows of red cups. Drunk college students throw ping-pong balls into the cups and then swallow the contents down. I'll never understand the need for them to play all sorts of games when they're intoxicated, but at least this one doesn't seem to involve kissing. I spot Tristan sitting on the couch next to a redheaded guy who I remember seeing here before. He was smoking a joint with Jace the last time I saw him. Zed is seated on the arm of the couch and says something to the group, causing Tristan's head to fall back from laughter. When Tristan looks up at Steph walking toward him, he smiles. I've liked Nate's roommate from the first time I met him. He's sweet, and he seems to really care for Steph. How are things between the two of you? I ask her before we approach them. She turns her whole body to me and beams. Great, actually. I think I love him. Think? You guys haven't said it yet? I gasp. No. God, no. We've only been dating 3 months. Oh. Harden and I said the words before we were dating at all. You and Harden are different, she says quickly, only lending support to my suspicions that she can read my thoughts. How are you two? She asks, then looks past me. Good. We are good. It's great to be able to say, since we are good for once. You two are really the oddest couple. I chuckle. Yeah, we are. It's a good thing, though. Could you imagine if Harden were to find a girl like him? I would never want to meet her, that's for sure. She laughs. Me either, I say, and join in her laughter. Tristan waves to Steph and she pads over to take a seat on his lap.
There's my girl.
He gives her a swift kiss on the cheek, then looks at me.
And how are you, Tessa?
I am very well. How are you? I ask. I sound like a politician. Relax, Tessa.
Fine. Drunk as shit, but fine.
He laughs.
Where's Harden? I haven't seen him.
The boy with the red hair asks me. Well, I have no idea, I answer and shrug.
I'm sure he's around here somewhere. I don't see him going far from you,
Steph says to try and comfort me. Actually, I don't mind that I haven't seen Harden in a while, because the alcohol is making me less nervous, but I do wish he would return and hang out with me. These are all his friends, not mine, except Steph, who I'm still deciding on. But right now, she's the person that I know the best, and I don't want to stand here awkward and alone. Someone bumps into me, and I stumble forward slightly. Luckily, my drink is empty, so when the cup hits the already stained carpet, only a few drops of pink liquid dot the surface. Shit, sorry, a drunk girl stutters. It's fine, really, I respond. Her black hair is so shiny that it literally makes me squint. How is that even possible? I must be more intoxicated than I thought.
Come sit down before you get trampled over, Steph teases, and I laugh before taking a seat on the edge of the couch.
So did you hear about Jace?
Tristan asks. No, what about him? The mention of his name makes my stomach turn.
He got arrested, then just got out of jail yesterday,
he explains. What? Really? What did he do? I ask.
He killed someone,
the redhead answers. Oh my God, I gasp, and everyone begins to laugh. My voice is much louder now that I'm on the verge of being intoxicated.
He's just fucking with you. He got pulled over and had some pot on him,
Tristan laughs. You are such a dick, Ed, Steph says, and swats the guy's arm, but I can't help but laugh at how quickly I believed him.
You should have seen your face,
Tristan laughs again. Another 30 minutes go by with no sign of Harden. I'm getting slightly annoyed by his absence, but the more I drink, the less I care. Some of that is due to the fact that Molly is within eyeshot, and I can see she's found herself a blonde plaything for the night. His hand keeps snaking up her thighs, and they're both so drunk they look sloppy and ridiculous. Still, better him than Harden.
Who's up now? Kyle has obviously had enough,
a guy with glasses says, gesturing to his drunken friend who is lying in the fetal position on the carpet. I look over at the table lined with cups and put two and two together.
I'll play,
Tristan shouts, gently pushing Steph off his lap. Me too, she chimes in.
You know you aren't very good,
Tristan teases her.
I am too. You're actually just mad that I'm better at it than you. But I'm on your team now, so there's no need to be intimidated.
She bats her lashes playfully, and he shakes his head.
Tess, you should play,
she yells over the music. No, I'm okay. I have no idea what they're playing, but I know I would be terrible at it.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
She brings her hands into a praying motion to beg. What is it?
Beer pong. Duh.
She shrugs dramatically before bursting into drunken laughter.
You've never played, huh?
She adds. No, I don't like beer. We can use the cherry vodka sour mix instead. They literally have gallons made.
I'll grab one from the fridge.
She turns to Tristan.
Line up the cups, boy.
I want to protest, but at the same time, I want to have fun tonight. I want to be carefree and let loose. Beer pong may not be so bad. It can't possibly be worse than sitting on that couch alone waiting for Harden to come back from wherever the hell he is. Tristan begins to put the cups back into a triangular formation that reminds me of bowling pins.
Are you going to play?
He asks. I guess. I don't know how, though, I tell him.
Who wants to be your partner?
Tristan asks. I feel foolish when no one speaks up. Great. I knew this was...
Zed?
Tristan says, interrupting my thoughts.
I don't know.
Zed responds, not looking at me. He's been avoiding me the entire time that I've been here.
Just one round, man.
Zed's caramel eyes flicker to me quickly before moving back to Tristan and giving in.
Okay, yeah. One game.
He comes and stands next to me, and we both stay there silently as Steph fills the cups with the alcohol. These cups have been used all night? I ask her, trying to hide my disgust at multiple mouths drinking from them.
It's fine, she laughs. The alcohol kills the germs.
I notice Zed smile out of the corner of my eye, but when I look at him, he looks away. Yep. This is going to be a long game. Chapter 57. Tessa.
Just toss it across the table into any of those cups, and they have to drink the cup that the ball lands into. Whichever team knocks out all the others' cups wins,
Tristan explains. Wins what? I ask.
Nothing. You just don't get drunk as fast because you don't have to drink as many cups.
I'm about to point out that a drinking game where the winner gets less to drink seems counter to the party mentality when Steph shouts,
I'll go first.
She playfully rubs the small white ball against Tristan's shirt before blowing on it and tossing it across the table. It bounces off the lip of the front cup before rolling into the cup behind it.
You want to drink first?
Zed asks. Sure. I shrug and lift the cup. When Tristan tosses the next ball across the table, he misses. It falls to the floor and Zed picks it up, dipping it into the lone glass of water on our side. So that's what that is for. It's hardly sanitary, but this is a college party. What do I really expect?
Yeah, I'm the one who sucks. Steph taunts Tristan, who only smiles at her.
You go first,
Zed instructs. My first attempt at playing beer, well, cherry vodka sour pong, seems to be going well, given that I make my first four shots in a row. My jaw hurts from smiling and giggling at my opponents, and my blood is singing from the liquor and the fact that I love to be successful at things, even college drinking games.
You've played this before. I know you have,
Steph accuses me with her hand on her hip. No, I'm just skilled, I laugh.
Skilled?
Don't be jealous of my killer peer dong skills, I say, and everyone within a 5-foot radius bursts into laughter.
Oh, Lord, please do not say skills again, Steph says,
and I hold my stomach while I try to stop laughing. This game was a better idea than I thought. The large amount of alcohol I've consumed helps, and I feel carefree, young and carefree. If you make this, we'll win, I say to encourage Zed. The more cups he drinks, the more comfortable he seems to be around me.
Oh, I'll make it,
he boasts with a smile. The small ball cuts through the air and lands directly into Steph and Tristan's last remaining cup. I squeal and jump up and down like an idiot, but I could care less. Zed claps his hands once, and without thinking, I wrap my arms around his neck in excitement. He stumbles back a little, but his arms reach my waist before we both pull away. It's a harmless hug. We've just won, and I'm excited. Harmless. Steph's eyes are wide when I glance over at her, making me look around the room for Harden. He's nowhere to be found, but so what if he was? He's the one who left me alone at this party. I can't even call or text him because he has my phone in his pocket.
I want a rematch, Steph yells.
I look at Zed with wide eyes. Want to play again? He looks around the room before answering.
Yeah, let's do another.
He smiles. Zed and I win for the second time, which causes Steph and Tristan both to playfully accuse us of cheating.
You okay?
Zed asks as the four of us leave the table. Two games of beer pong are enough for me. I'm sort of intoxicated. Okay, more than sort of, but I feel amazing. Tristan disappears with Steph into the kitchen. Yeah, I'm good. Really good. I'm having a great time, I tell him, and he laughs. The way his tongue rests behind his teeth when he smiles is so charming.
That's good. If you excuse me, though, I'm going to go get some air,
he says. Air. I would love to breathe in air that isn't thick with cigarette smoke or the smell of sweat. It's hot in this house. Too hot. Can I come? I ask.
I don't know if that's a good idea,
he replies, looking away from me. Oh, okay. My cheeks flame in embarrassment. I turn to walk away, but he gently grabs my arm.
You can come. I just don't want to start any trouble between you and Harden.
Harden isn't here, and I can be friends with whoever I want, I slur. My voice sounds funny, and I can't help but giggle at how weird it sounds.
You're quite drunk, aren't you?
He asks, and opens the door for me. A little, I laugh. The crisp winter air feels amazing and refreshing. Zed and I walk through the yard and end up sitting on the broken stone wall that used to be my favorite spot during these parties. There are only a few people outside because of the cold. One of them is throwing up in the bushes a few yards away. Lovely, I groan. Zed chuckles but doesn't say anything. The stone is cold against my thighs, but I have a jacket in Harden's car if I need it. Not that I have any idea where he is. I can see his car is still here, but he's been gone for over, well, two beer pongs plus. When I look over at Zed, he's staring off into the darkness. Why is this so awkward? His hand moves to his stomach, and he appears to be scratching the skin. When he lifts his shirt up slightly, I see a white bandage. What's that? I ask nosily.
A tattoo. I just got it done before I came here.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
He shrugs his jacket off and sets it down next to him, then pulls back the tape and bandage.
It's dark over here,
he says, pulling out his phone to use the screen as a light. Clockwork? I ask him. Without thinking, I run my index finger across the ink. He flinches but doesn't move away. The tattoo is large, covering most of the skin on his stomach.
The rest of his skin is covered by smaller, seemingly random tattoos. The new tattoo is a cluster of gears. They appear to be moving, but I'm going to say that's just the vodka. My finger is still tracing his warm skin when I suddenly realize what I'm doing. "Sorry," I squeak and jerk my hand away.
"It's fine. But yeah, it's sort of like clockwork. See how the skin appears to be torn right here?"
He points to the edges of the tattoo and I nod. He shrugs.
"It's like when the skin is pulled back, what is underneath is mechanical. Like I'm a robot or something."
"Who's robot?" I don't know why I asked that.
"Societies, I guess."
"Oh," is all I say. That's a much more complex answer than I expected. "That's actually really cool. I get it." I smile, my head swimming from the alcohol.
"I don't know if people will get the whole concept. You're the only person so far that gets it."
"How many more tattoos do you want?" I ask.
"I don't know. I don't have any more room on my arms, and now my stomach, so I guess I'll stop when there isn't any room."
He laughs. "I should get a tattoo," I blurt.
"You?"
He laughs loudly. "Yeah, why not?" I say with joke indignation. Getting a tattoo sounds like a good idea at the moment. I have no idea what I would get, but it sounds fun. Adventurous and fun.
"I think you drank way too much,"
he teases, rubbing his fingers over the tape to reattach the bandage to his skin. "You don't think I could handle it?" I challenge.
"No, it's not that. I don't know. I can't imagine you having a tattoo. What would you even get?"
He tries not to laugh. "I don't know. Like a sun? Or a smiley face?"
"A smiley face? This is definitely the vodka talking here."
"Probably," I giggle. Then, when I'm quiet, I say, "I thought you were mad at me." His expression changes from laughing to neutral.
"Why did you think that?"
he asks quietly. "Because you avoided me until Tristan made you play beer pong." He lets out a breath.
"Oh, I wasn't avoiding you, Tessa. I just don't want to cause any problems."
"With who? Harden?" I ask, though I already know the answer.
"Yeah. He made it clear that I need to stay away from you, and I don't want to fight him again. I don't want any more trouble between us or with you. I just... never mind."
He's getting better, sort of, anger-wise, I say awkwardly. I don't know if that's true exactly, but I would like to think him not killing Trevor already says something. He looks at me doubtfully.
"Is he?"
"Yeah, he is, I think."
"Where is he, anyway? I was surprised he let you out of his sight."
"I have no idea," I say, and look around as if that would help. "He went to talk with Logan, and I haven't seen him since." He nods and scratches his stomach.
"Weird."
"Yes, weird," I laugh, thankful that vodka seems to make everything much more amusing.
"Steph was really happy to see you tonight,"
he says as he puts a cigarette to his lips. A quick flick of his thumb brings a lighter flame to life, and soon the smell of nicotine invades my nostrils. I could tell, and I've missed her, but I'm still upset over everything that happened. The topic doesn't feel as heavy as it did before. I'm having a great time, even though Harden isn't around. I laughed and joked with Steph, and for the first time, it felt like I could put all of this behind me and move forward with her.
"You're brave for coming here,"
he tells me with a smile. "Stupid and brave aren't the same thing," I joke.
"I mean it. After everything, you didn't hide away somewhere. I probably would have."
"I did hide for a little while, but he found me."
"I always do."
Harden's voice startles me, and I grip onto Zed's jacket to prevent myself from falling off the stone wall.
Chapter 58. Harden. My words are true. I do always find her. I usually find her doing things that drive me fucking mad, like hanging out with fucking Trevor or Zed. I can't fucking believe that I came out here to find Tessa and Zed sitting on a wall talking about her hiding from me. This is bullshit. She latches onto Zed to steady herself as I stride across the frozen grass.
"Harden!"
Tessa squeaks, clearly surprised by my presence. "Yeah, Harden," I say. Zed scoots away from her, and I try to stay calm. Why the hell is she out here with Zed alone? I specifically told her to stay inside, in the kitchen. When I asked Steph where the hell Tessa was, all she said was, "Zed." After 5 minutes of searching the entire fucking house, mostly the bedrooms, I finally looked outside. And here they are, together. "You were supposed to stay in the kitchen," I say, adding, "babe," to soften my harsh tone.
"You were supposed to be right back, baby."
I sigh and take a deep breath before speaking again. I always react to every impulse that I get, and I'm trying not to do that anymore. But fuck if she doesn't make it difficult. "Let's go inside," I say and reach for her hand. I need to get her away from Zed, and honestly, I need to get myself away from him as well. I've already beat the shit out of him once, and something in me wouldn't mind doing it again.
"I'm going to get a tattoo, Harden,"
Tess tells me as I help her down from the wall. "What? Is she drunk?"
"Yeah, you should see Zed's new tattoo, Harden. It's so nice."
She smiles.
"Show him, Zed."
Why the fuck was Tessa looking at his tattoos? And how much did I miss? What else were they doing? What else was he showing her? He has wanted her since the first time he met her, just like I did. The difference being that I wanted to fuck her, and he actually liked her. But I won. She chose me.
"I don't..." Zed begins, visibly uncomfortable.
"No, no. Go on. Show me, please," I say sarcastically. Zed blows out some smoke and, to my horror and absolute fucking annoyance, lifts his shirt up. Moving the bandage aside, I see that the tattoo itself is actually pretty cool. But why he felt the need to show my Tessa this shit is beyond me. Tessa beams.
"Isn't it cool? I want one. I think we decided on a smiley face."
She isn't serious. I pull my lip ring between my teeth to prevent myself from laughing at her. I look at Zed, who just shakes his head and shrugs. Some of my annoyance disappears at her ridiculous idea for a tattoo.
"Are you drunk?"
I ask her.
"Maybe,"
she giggles. "Great.
How much did you drink?"
I ask. I had 2 drinks, but I can tell she's had more.
"I don't know. How much did you drink?"
She teases and lifts up the bottom of my shirt. Her cold hands rest against my hot skin, and I flinch before she nuzzles her head on my chest. "See, Zed? She's mine. Not yours, not anyone's. Only mine." Looking at him, I ask, "How much did she drink?"
"I'm not sure how much she drank before, but we just played 2 games of beer pong. With cherry vodka sour."
"Wait, we?
You 2 played beer pong?"
I ask through my teeth.
"Nope. Cherry vodka sour pong,"
she corrects me with a laugh and brings her head up.
"We won, too, twice. I made most of the shots. Steph and Tristan were both pretty good, but we beat them. Twice."
She holds her hand up like Zed should high-five it, and he begrudgingly does a sort of air high-five from where he stands. This is Tessa, the girl who is so used to being the best and smartest at everything that she's boasting over winning a game of beer pong. I love every bit of it.
"Straight vodka?"
I ask Zed.
"No, it's the mix with only a little vodka, but she had a lot of it."
"And you brought her out here in the dark when you knew she was wasted?" I say, raising my voice. Tessa brings her face close to mine, and I can smell the vodka and mix on her breath.
"Harden, please chill out. I'm the one who asked him if I could come outside with him. He told me no at first because he knew you'd act like this."
She frowns and tries to remove her hands from my bare stomach, but I gently put them back against my skin. I wrap my arms around her waist, pulling her even closer to me.
"Chill out.
Did she really just tell me to chill out?
And let's not forget, if you wouldn't have left me, we could have been beer pong partners,
she adds, slurring. I know she's right, but she's pissing me off. How could she play with Zed of all people? I know he has feelings for her still. Nothing compared to what I feel, but I can tell by the way he's looking at her that he cares for her.
Am I right, or am I right?
She asks. Okay, Tessa, I growl in an attempt to silence her. I'm going to go inside, Zed says, tossing his cigarette onto the ground before walking away. Tessa watches him, then says to me,
You are so grumpy. Maybe you should go back to wherever you ran off to.
She tries to pull away from me again. I'm not going anywhere, I respond, purposely dodging her remark about my absence.
Then stop being grumpy, because I'm having fun tonight.
She looks up at me. Her eyes appear even lighter than usual with the black lines she colored around them. You couldn't have expected me to be happy to find you alone with that motherfucker.
Would you rather me being out here with someone else?
She's awfully testy when she's drunk. No, you're missing the point here, I snap.
There's no point. I didn't do anything wrong, so stop being an ass, or I don't want to hang out with you,
she threatens. Fine, I won't be a grouch. I roll my eyes.
No rolling your eyes either,
she scolds, and I take my arms away from her waist. Fine, no eye rolling, I smile.
That's what I thought,
she tries to fight her smile. You are quite bossy tonight.
The vodka makes me brave.
I feel her hands move lower on my stomach. So you want a tattoo, then? I ask, moving her hands back up, but she defies my attempt and touches me even lower.
Yep, maybe five.
She shrugs her shoulders.
I don't know.
You aren't getting a tattoo, I laugh, but I'm beyond serious.
Why not?
Her fingers play at the hem of my boxers. Let's talk about it tomorrow when you're sober. I know this idea will not appeal to her when she's not drunk. Let's go inside. She slips her hand into my boxers and stands on her toes. I assume she's going to kiss my cheek, but she brings her mouth to my ear. I hiss as she squeezes me gently in her hand.
I think we should stay out here,
she whispers. Fuck. The vodka certainly makes you brave. My voice cracks, betraying me.
Yes, and it makes me
she begins to say, way too loud. I cover her mouth as a small group of drunk girls walks by. We need to get inside. It's freezing, and I don't think they would appreciate me fucking you in the bushes. I smirk, and her pupils dilate.
But I would appreciate that very much,
she says, the moment my hand uncovers her mouth. Jesus, Tess, a few drinks and you become sex-crazed. I laugh, remembering Seattle and the filthy words that fell from her full lips. I need to get inside her before I take her up on her offer and drag her into the bushes. She winks.
Only for you.
I can't hold in my laughter. Let's go. I put my hand on her arm and pull her across the yard and into the house. She pouts the entire time, and that makes my groin ache even more, especially when she pushes her bottom lip out. I could easily lean across and pull it between my teeth. Fuck, I'm just as bad as she is, and I'm not even drunk. Maybe a little high, but not drunk. She would be so mad if she'd found me upstairs. I didn't actually smoke, but I was in the room, and they were making it a point to blow it in my face. I pull her through the crowd and lead her into the least crowded room downstairs, which happens to be the kitchen. Tessa leans her elbows on the island and looks up at me. How is it that she looks just as beautiful as she did when we left the apartment? All the other girls here look dreadful by now. After the first drink, their makeup begins to smear, Their hair begins to tangle, and they look sloppy. Not Tessa. Tessa looks like a fucking goddess compared to them. Compared to anyone.
"I want another drink, Harden,"
she says. But when I shake my head, she sticks her tongue out of her mouth like a child.
"Please? I'm having fun. Don't be a party pooper."
"Fine, one more. But you have to stop talking like a 10-year-old," I tease her.
"Okay, sir. I most sincerely apologize for my immature language. I will not repeat said indiscretion."
"Or an old man," I say with a laugh. "But you can call me sir again."
"Fuck, well, okay then. I'll fucking stop fucking talking like a motherfucking..."
But she doesn't finish her foul sentence, because she and I are both laughing too hard. "You're insane tonight," I tell her. She giggles.
"I know, it's fun."
I'm glad she's having fun, but I can't help the annoyance that I feel at her having had fun with Zed, not me. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, though, because I don't want to ruin her night. She stands, taking a sip from her drink.
"Let's go find Steph."
"You okay with her now?" I ask as I follow her. I don't know how I feel about that. Good? I suppose.
"I think so. There they are."
She points to Tristan and Steph sitting on the couch. As we walk into the living room, a small cluster of guys sitting on the floor turns to look at Tessa. She's oblivious to their lustful stares, but I'm not. I shoot them a warning glare, and almost all of them turn away, except a blonde who slightly resembles Noah. He continues to stare as we walk by. I debate whether kicking him in the face would be a good idea or not, but I choose to take Tessa's hand in mine instead. For now, at least. Her head snaps back to look down at our joined hands, and her eyes are wide. Why is she so surprised? I mean, yeah, hand-holding isn't something I feel comfortable doing usually, but I do it on occasion. Don't I?
"There you two are,"
Steph calls as we approach. Molly is sitting on the floor next to a guy I recognize. I'm pretty sure he's a junior, and his father owns some land in Vancouver, making him a trust fund brat. The two of them look fucking stupid together, but I'm just glad she's leaving me alone for now. She is so damn annoying, and Tessa hates her. "We were outside," I tell her.
"I'm bored,"
Nate says, stirring his finger through his beer. I sit down at the end of the couch and pull Tessa onto my lap. Eyes dart to us, but I don't give a shit. I dare someone to say something about it. Within seconds, they all look away, except Steph, who stares a little too long before smiling. I don't return it, but I don't flip her off either, which is progress, right?
"We should play Truth or Dare,"
a voice suggests, and it takes a second to realize who the voice came from. What the hell? I lean my head up to look at Tessa, who is still seated on my lap.
"Sure, like you want to play,"
Molly mocks her. "Why would you suggest that? You hate those games," I say quietly. She smirks.
"I don't know. I think it could be fun tonight."
I follow her eyes to Molly, and I don't even want to know what is stirring in that pretty head of Tessa's. Chapter 59. Harden. Right as I whisper to Tessa, "I don't know if that's such a good idea," she turns around in my lap and puts her index finger over my lips to silence me. Molly pipes up with a sly smile.
"What's wrong, Harden? Afraid of a little dare? Or is it the truth that you fear?"
What a fucking cunt. I'm about to reply, but I'm taken aback when Tessa growls,
"You're the one that should be afraid."
Molly raises one brow.
"Really?"
"Okay, okay. Calm down, you two," Nate says.
As much as I'm enjoying watching Tessa put Molly in her place, I don't want Molly to take it too far. Tessa is a lot more fragile and sensitive than she is, and Molly will say anything she can to hurt Tessa.
Who goes first?
Tristan asks. Tessa's hand shoots up immediately.
Me.
Oh, Lord, this is going to be a fucking disaster.
I think that maybe I should go first,
Steph interjects. Tessa sighs but sits silently, bringing her cup to her lips. Her lips are reddish from the cherry drink, and for a moment I'm lost in thoughts of them being wrapped around me.
Harden, truth or dare?
Steph breaks me from my perverted thoughts. Not playing, I say, and try to go back to my fantasy.
Why not?
She asks. The spell broken, I look at her and groan.
A, I don't want to. B, I've played more than enough lame-ass games.
Isn't that the truth?
Molly mutters.
That isn't what he meant. Back off,
Tristan says to defend me. Why did I ever fuck Molly again? She's hot and was decent at giving blowjobs, but she's so damn annoying. The memory of her touching me makes me nauseous, and I give Steph a keep-it-moving hand motion in order to redirect my mind.
Okay, Nate, truth or dare?
Steph asks.
Dare,
he answers.
Hmm.
Steph points to a tall girl wearing bright red lipstick.
I dare you to go kiss that blonde in the blue shirt.
Looking over, he whines.
Can I kiss her friend instead?
We all look at the girl next to the blonde, who has long, curly hair and deep brown skin. She's much prettier than the blonde, so for Nate's sake, I hope Steph allows the change. But instead she laughs and says with authority,
Nope, blondie it is.
You are evil,
he groans, and everyone laughs as he walks toward the girl. As Nate walks back with red lipstick stains around his lips, I now get why Tessa usually despises these games. Daring one another to do stupid things like this is just pointless. I never minded before, but then again I've never wanted to kiss one person only. I never want to kiss anyone except Tessa ever again. When Nate dares Tristan to drink a cup of beer that people have been using for an ashtray, I zone out. I take a lock of Tessa's soft hair between my fingers, slowly twisting it around. She covers her face with her hands as Tristan gags and Steph shrieks. After a few more mindless dares, it's finally Tessa's turn.
Dare,
she bravely says to Ed. I glare at him, warning him that if he dares her to do anything inappropriate, I will not hesitate to jump across the table and choke him. He's a pretty cool and chill guy, so I don't really think he would go too far, but I wanted to warn him anyway.
I dare you to take a shot,
he says.
Lame,
Molly chimes in. Tessa ignores her and downs the shot. She's already wasted. If she has much more, she'll be getting sick.
Molly, truth or dare?
Tessa says, her voice much too smug. Everyone tenses. Steph looks at me questioningly. Molly's eyes meet Tessa's, clearly surprised at Tessa's bold move.
Truth or dare?
Tess repeats.
Truth,
Molly answers.
Is it true?
Tessa begins and leans forward.
That you're a whore?
Gasps and chuckles fill the area. I bury my face in Tessa's back to muffle my laughs. Jesus, this girl is nuts when she's drunk.
Excuse me?
Molly retorts, mouth agape.
You heard me. Is it true that you're a whore? No,
Molly says, her eyes now small slits. Nate is still laughing. Steph looks amused yet worried, and Tessa looks like she's ready to pounce on Molly.
It's called truth for a reason,
Tess eggs her on. I gently squeeze her thigh and whisper to her to let it go. I don't want Molly to hurt her, because then I'll have to hurt Molly.
My turn,
Molly says.
Tessa, truth or dare?
She asks. Here we go.
dare.
Tessa smiles sadistically. Molly fakes surprise, then sneers.
I dare you to kiss Zed.
I look up quickly at Molly's terrible face. Fuck no, I say loudly. Everyone but her seems to shrink back a little.
Why not?
Molly smirks.
It's familiar territory. She's done it before.
I sit up more, pulling Tessa against me as I move both of us.
Not fucking happening,
I growl at the little whore. I don't give a shit about this stupid-ass game. She isn't kissing anyone. Zed's eyes are focused on the wall, and when Molly looks over at him, she sees she has no support there.
Fine. Let's do truth, then, she says. Is it true that you're a dumbass for getting back with Harden after he admitted he fucked you for a bet?
She asks in a cheery voice. Tessa's body goes rigid on my lap.
No, that's not true,
she says, her voice small. Molly stands up.
No, no, this is truth or dare, not little girl make-believe. It is the truth, and you are a dumbass for it. You believe anything that comes out of his mouth. Not that I blame you, because I know all of the amazing things that mouth can do. Man, that tongue!
Before I can stop her, Tessa is off of my lap and lunging toward Molly. Their bodies collide, Tessa pushing her back by her shoulders and grabbing onto them as they both fall back over Ed. Luckily for Molly, some other random kid breaks her fall. Unluckily for her, Tessa moves her hands from Molly's shoulders and grabs her hair.
You fucking bitch!
Tessa screams, holding Molly's bright hair in her fists. She lifts Molly's head off of the carpet before slamming it back down. Molly yells and kicks her feet under Tessa's body, but Tessa has the advantage, and Molly can't seem to gain any control over the situation. Molly's nails claw at Tessa's arms, but Tessa grabs her wrists and slams them down to her sides before raising a hand and slapping her across her face. Holy shit! I jump off of the couch and hook my arm around Tessa's waist, yanking her off. I never in a million years thought I would be breaking up a fight between Tess and anyone, let alone Molly, who's all talk. Tessa's body thrashes in my arms for a few seconds, before she calms slightly, and I'm able to drag her out of the living room. I tug at the ends of her dress to make sure it isn't hitched up. The last thing we need is for me to have to get into a fight too. There are only a few people in the kitchen, and already they're talking about the fight in the living room.
I will fucking kill her, Harden, I swear!
She yells, moving out of my grip.
I know you will,
I say, but I can't take her seriously, despite witnessing her savagery firsthand.
Stop smirking at me,
she huffs, out of breath. Her eyes are wide and shining, and her cheeks are red with anger.
I'm not. I'm just really surprised at what happened.
I bite down on my lip.
I hate her so much. Like, who the hell does she think she is?
She shouts, and bobs her head toward the others in the room, obviously trying to get Molly's attention.
All right, Ortiz. Let's get you some water, I say.
Ortiz?
She asks. He's a UFC fighter.
UFC?
Never mind.
I laugh and fill a glass of water for her. I check back in the living room to make sure Molly is nowhere to be found.
My adrenaline is rushing like crazy,
Tessa tells me. The best part of fighting is the high from the adrenaline. It's addicting. Have you ever been in a fight before? I ask, even though I'm sure I know the answer.
No, of course not.
Why did you get into one just now? Who cares what Molly thinks about us being together?
It's not that. That's not what made me mad.
What was it then? I ask her. She hands me the empty cup of water, and I refill it.
When she said that, about you and her,
she admits, her face twisted in anger.
Oh.
Yeah, I should have punched her,
she huffs out.
Yes, but I think knocking her to the ground and slamming her head against the floor worked pretty well too, Ortiz. A small smile breaks from her lips and she giggles.
I can't believe I just did that.
She giggles again.
You are so drunk.
I laugh.
I am.
She agrees loudly.
Drunk enough to slam Molly's head against the floor.
She says, laughing again.
I think everyone enjoyed the show,
I tell her, snaking my arm around her waist.
I hope no one is mad at me for causing a scene.
There's my Tessa, drunk as shit, yet still trying to be considerate of other people. No one is mad, baby. If anything, they'll be thanking you. This is the kind of shit these frat kids live for, I assure her.
God, I hope not,
she says, and looks momentarily grossed out.
Don't worry about it.
Do you want to go find Steph? I ask, to distract her.
Or we could do something else,
she says, hooking her fingers into the top of my jeans. You are never drinking vodka when I'm not around, I tell her, teasing, but so serious.
Sure. Now let's go upstairs.
She leans up and plants a kiss on my jaw. You're a bossy little thing, aren't you? I smile.
You aren't the only one who gets to be bossy all the time.
She laughs and grips the collar of my shirt, pulling me down to her height.
At least let me do something for you.
She purrs, nipping at my earlobe. You just got in a fight, your first fight at that, and this is what you're thinking. She nods. Then she says in a low, slow voice that makes my pants feel even tighter.
You know you want to, Harden.
Okay. Fuck, okay. I give in.
Well, that was easy.
I grab her wrist and lead her upstairs.
Has someone already taken over your old room?
She asks when we reach the second floor. Yeah, but there are plenty of empty rooms, I tell her, and open the door to one of them. The two small beds are covered with black comforters, and there are shoes in the closet. I don't know whose room this is, but it's ours now. I lock the door and take a few steps to meet Tessa.
Unzip me,
she commands. Not wasting any time, I see.
Shut up and unzip my dress,
she snaps. I shake my head in amusement, and she turns around and lifts her hair. My lips brush over the nape of her neck as I slide the zipper down her back. Goosebumps appear on her soft skin, and I follow them down her spine with my index finger. Shivering a little, she turns around, sliding down the sleeves of her dress. The whole thing drops to her feet, revealing the hot pink lace bra and panties that I absolutely fucking love. I can tell by the smile on her face that she knows this.
Leave your shoes on,
I practically beg. She agrees with a smile and looks down at her shoes.
I want to do something for you first.
In a swift motion, she tugs at my jeans, but frowns when they don't move. Her fingers quickly unbutton the fly front, and she pulls them down. I step backward toward the bed, but she stops me.
No, ew. Who knows who has done what on that thing?
She makes a disgusted face.
Floor,
she demands. I guarantee that floor is much dirtier than the bed, I say. Here, let me put my shirt down. I pull my shirt over my head and lay it on the floor, then sit down on top of it. Tessa joins me, straddling me. Her mouth latches onto the skin on my neck, and she rolls her hips, pushing herself against me.
Fuck. Tess, I breathe. I'm going to finish before you start if you keep doing that.
She removes her lips from my neck.
What do you want me to do, Harden? Do you want to fuck me? Or do you want me to blow?
I cut her off with a kiss. I'm not wasting any time with foreplay. I want her. I need her. Now. Within seconds, her panties lie on the floor next to her, and I'm reaching for my jeans to grab a condom. I need to remind her about getting on birth control. I can't stand using a condom with her. I want to feel her, all of her.
Harden, hurry up,
she begs and lies back on the floor, using her elbows to prop herself up, long hair trailing onto the floor behind her. I crawl over to her, separate her thighs even farther with my knees, and move to slide into her. She loses balance on her elbows and falls back to the floor, grabbing onto my arms for leverage.
No, I want to do it,
she says, pushing me onto the floor and climbing on top of me. She whines as she lowers herself onto me, and it's the most delicious sound. Her hips roll slowly, circling, bouncing, torturing me. She covers her mouth with her hand, and her eyes roll back. When she rakes her nails down my stomach, I nearly lose it. I wrap my arm around her back and flip us over. I've had enough of her being in control. I can't handle it.
What?
She begins. I'm the one in charge. The one with the control. Don't forget that, baby. I groan and slam into her roughly, moving in and out at a much faster pace than she was torturing me with. She nods feverishly and covers her mouth again.
When we get home, I'll fuck you again, and you won't be covering your mouth,
I threaten, bringing her leg up to my shoulder.
Everyone will be able to hear you. Hear what I'm doing to you, what only I can do to you.
She moans again, and I place a kiss on her calf as she stiffens. I'm close, too close, and I bury my head in her neck as I feel the condom. I rest my head on her chest until our breathing returns to normal.
That was,
she breathes.
Better than attacking Molly,
I laugh.
I don't know. At least a close second,
she teases, and stands to get dressed.
Chapter 60, Tessa. Harden helps me zip up, and I rake my fingers through my hair while he buttons his jeans. What time is it? I ask as he slides his shoes back on.
2 minutes till midnight,
he answers, after looking at the alarm clock on the small desk. Oh, well, we need to hurry and get downstairs, I tell him. I'm still beyond intoxicated, but now I'm relaxed and calm, thanks to Harden. Drunk or not, I can't believe what happened with Molly.
Let's go.
He takes my hand and we nearly make it to the staircase before everyone begins chanting, 10, 9, 8. Harden rolls his eyes. 7, 6.
This is stupid,
Harden complains. 5, 4, 3, I begin chanting. Do it with me, I say. He tries not to smile, but is defeated as a huge grin spreads across his face. 2, 1, I poke his cheek with my finger. Happy New Year, everyone screams, including me.
Yay for the New Year,
Harden says in a monotone voice, and I laugh as he presses his lips to mine. Part of me was worried that he wouldn't kiss me here in front of everyone, but he is now. As my hands travel to his waist, he grabs them to stop me. When he pulls away, his emerald eyes are shining. He is so beautiful.
Aren't you worn out?
He jokes, and I shake my head. Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't coming on to you. I smile. I really need to pee.
Do you want me to come?
Nope. Be right back, I say, giving him a small kiss before walking to the bathroom. I should have had him come along. This is much more difficult than it is when I'm sober. Tonight has been so fun, even with the Molly drama. Harden has surprised me by being calm, even with Zed, and he's remained in a good mood all night. After I wash my hands, I head back down the hall to find Harden. Harden, a female voice calls. I look over and see a familiar face, the girl with the black hair who bumped into me earlier, and she's walking toward Harden. Being the nosy girl that I am, I stay back a few feet.
I have your phone. You left it in Logan's room.
She smiles, pulling Harden's phone from her purse. What? It's nothing, I'm sure. They were in Logan's room, which means most likely they were not alone. I trust him.
Thanks.
He grabs the phone from her and she begins to walk away, thank God.
Hey,
he calls after her.
Can you do me a favor and maybe not mention to anyone that we were in Logan's room together?
He asks. I never kiss and tell. She grins and walks off. The hallway begins to spin. My chest immediately aches, and I quickly head for the stairs. Harden notices me rushing by, and I watch as the color drains from his face, knowing he's been caught.
Chapter 61. Harden. I notice a flicker of gold a few feet away. I look past Jamie and see Tessa, whose eyes are wide and whose bottom lip starts trembling. She goes from deer in headlights to angry girlfriend quickly and takes off down the stairs, fast. What?
Tessa! Wait!
I yell after her. For someone as drunk as she is, she's really flying down those steps. Why must she always run from me?
Tess!
I shout again, pushing people out of my way. Finally, when I'm only a few feet from her in the entryway, she does something that nearly brings me to my knees. The blonde asshole who was checking her out earlier whistles as she rushes by. As she stops in her tracks, her look makes me freeze too. Grinning, she grabs a handful of the kid's shirt. What the fuck is she doing? Is she going to? She answers my thoughts by looking back at me before pressing her lips against his. I blink rapidly in an attempt to make this disappear. This isn't happening. She wouldn't do that. Not Tessa. No matter how pissed off she is. The kid, surprised by her sudden show of affection, quickly recovers and wraps his arms around her waist. Her mouth opens, and she moves one hand to his hair, tugging on it. I can't comprehend what's actually happening right now.
Harden! Stop!
She screams. Stop what? When I blink again, I'm on top of the blonde, and his lip is busted. I hit him already.
Please, Harden!
She screams again. I climb off of him in a hurry before everyone crowds around us.
What the fuck?
The kid groans. I want to kick him in his fucking head, but I've been trying to restrain myself. She had to go and fucking do this. Mess up everything I've been working toward. I head for the door without bothering to see if she's following me.
Why did you hit him?
Her voice calls from behind me as I reach my car.
Why do you think, Tessa? Maybe because I just watched you fucking make out with him!
I scream. I almost forgot what it feels like. This adrenaline rush and the familiar sting on my knuckles. I only got one hit in. I think, at least. So it's not so bad. But I want more. She begins to cry.
Why do you care? You kissed that girl. Probably more than kissed. How could you?
No! You don't get to fucking cry, Tessa. You just kissed someone right in front of me.
My hand connects with the hood of my car.
You did worse. I heard you tell that girl to stay quiet about you two in Logan's room.
You don't even know what you're talking about. I didn't fucking kiss anyone.
Yes, you did. She said she doesn't kiss and tell.
She screams, waving her arms around like an idiot. Fuck, she is infuriating.
It's a fucking figure of speech, Tessa. She meant she wasn't going to tell anyone anything that we talked about. Or that we were smoking pot.
I shout. She gasps.
You were smoking pot?
No, I wasn't, actually. But who gives a shit? You just fucking cheated on me.
I tug at my own hair.
Why did you leave me to hang out with her, then tell her not to say anything? It doesn't make any...
She's Dan's sister! I was telling her not to say anything because I was trying to apologize privately for what I did to her. I was going to tell you tomorrow when you weren't fucking belligerent. We were all in the room. Me, her, Logan, and Nate. They were smoking a joint. And when they left, I asked her to stay behind because I wanted to try to make shit right with her. For you!
All my anger comes out through my eyes, I'm certain, when I say,
I wouldn't fucking cheat on you! You should know that!
And like that, Tessa deflates. She's speechless.
Damn right she is. She's fucking wrong. And I am fucking mad.
Well,
she begins.
Well, what? You're wrong, not me. You didn't give me a chance to explain myself. Instead, you acted like a child. An impulsive little child!
I scream, punching the hood again. She jumps from the noise, but I don't give a shit. I should just go back inside, find the blonde guy, and finish what I started. Punching my car doesn't give me the same satisfaction.
I'm not a child. I thought you did something with her.
She shouts back at me through her tears.
Well, I didn't. After everything I went through to get you to stay with me, do you think I'd cheat on you with a random chick at a party? Or hell, with anyone? I didn't know what to